ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Happy New Year, one and all. Happy, happy New Year from the Be Cool Podcast to you. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. New Year's is officially a wrap. It's 2020. Everyone's still saying Happy New Year left and right. Come on, man. It's the second. Game's over. Let's move on with our lives, okay? It's 2020. Never thought I'd ever see this in my life. You know, growing up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I was born in 79. I'm a flower child. Yeah, I was in the 70s. Kiss my ass. Salute to all the flower children up there. Up there in heaven. Out here on earth. Just a wonderful, wonderful experience to witness 20 years in the millennium. And, you know, we're sitting here. The new mic's still rocking. A lot of rave reviews from the mic. Everyone's sounding crisp out here. I got to redo that ad. And I'm going to have to do that today. The Be Cool Podcast has been brought to you by Lebanese Drake. So bad, Europe and Asia put him on exile. Eating all the tuna tartare this side of the Mississippi. You can find him on Snapchat, mlander86. Good luck. But we have an update to that. So we'll obviously hear that during the ad segment. I guess we have some new sponsors coming up. I don't really have their taglines or their accounting information just yet. Hopefully we can get that to you next week. You know, Happy New Year again. We're moving on. The Bills lost to the Jets this past week, but you know what? They're already in the playoffs. We play those goddamn Houston Texans this weekend, 4:35, Saturday afternoon, early evening. We're going to move on, and we got to beat these jerk-offs and, you know, move on. Deshaun Watson, screw job. You're not, good luck. Carlos Hyde is not going to beat me. Duke Johnson is not going to beat me. You need Alfred Blueback out there. You might want to bring Arian Foster back for a couple runs if you need some help. You know the Seattle Seahawks are out here bringing back some old bums who have been just walking around eating tacos in California lately. So, you know, maybe anything's going to pop up in this Bills-Texans game. Can't wait for that. Very excited. Bills finally in the playoffs again. And, you know, we're just hoping for a win. If we don't get it, you know, big deal. Big deal. Luckily, we got enough wins to get into the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully next year we get a few more threats, you know, bigger than Cole Beasley maybe. A guy can actually catch the ball. And we're just looking forward. Never look backward. The future is upon us. Speaking of the future, Jaylen Brown. What a week he's had last week. Holiday season, gets player of the week in the Eastern Conference, just killing it out there. Shot like 58% from downtown last week. Just, I mean, Celtics are doing a great job, even with all the injuries, even with nobody at center. I mean, Enes Kanter had a big game the other night, 6 big blocks. We're happy about that. It's just a great all-around sporting season. My little winter special, because football and basketball. Basketball's my prime love, but football, good gambling, good fun. A lot of people enjoy it. You know, I've been out there watching a few of those Sunday games at the local hot spots, as they call it out here in the Rochester. But you know, it's a mixed bag. Nice zingers though. You got to give them up for that. So Celtics, you know, we're coming into that nice. I'm probably a month away here from All-Star Weekend. Hopefully get 2 or 3 of my guys in there. Get Tats, get Brown, maybe Kemba, some All-Star love. Like to see Jaylen in the dunk contest if we can get that, but no need to, you know, no stress on that. No stress. Maybe Javante Carter. Javante Green. Sorry. Get that mixed up with Coach Carter, blah, blah, blah. I'm just mumbling my way through this podcast. The mic, you know. You get a nice mic in front of you, anything's bound to happen. You start slurring your words. Speaking of slurring words, holiday party. I told you about the booze swap. I came back with a nice little gift. Foothills brought a nice bottle of single batch bourbon from Smuggler's Notch.
Had to snag that away from Alexa. No way a rookie's going to be going home with a nice bottle like that. But, you know, some people got what they deserved, some people didn't. There's still a fireball gallon that some jabroni brought around. Like, anyone wanted that, and they left that underneath the tree. Someone ran off with something else. But, hey, I'm not pointing fingers. That's just the stories that I've heard. So, just, you know, be aware of what's going on. Once you get your booze, hold it with you. You know, share it a little bit. And, you know, keep an eye on it. You know, you can't be confused at the end of the night when you don't know what's going on because you're out there, you know, jibber-jabbering. You're playing too much cornhole, too much flippy cup, and you forget where you are half the time. Stick to drinking the Trulies, the mixed berry pounders, and then you'll be good. You know, that way you get your roster figured out for week 17 playoffs, the championship, and then maybe, you know, throw Big Dad a little cash. 2 weeks in a row, man. Oak Island has screwed me for 2 weeks straight. I'm not getting an episode until like the 7th. Next week. Next Tuesday I gotta wait. So I don't know. I don't even know why I'm sitting on the edge of my seat here waiting for this. But, you know, the gold that they're waiting to find, if it ever existed, they better have a 2-hour episode. And they better not do a flashback and give me a rundown of everything that happened this whole season, minus the 2-week layoff. You're going to have a layoff on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve? Come on, man, just play the episode. No one's even watching that stupid show, except for me and a bunch of other idiots. It's confusing, it's bothersome, and I would Google if they have found any gold, but, you know, the entertainment value of watching a History Channel where that, I'm trying to think of where the guy who does the narration for that show. Oh, he does Ancient Aliens too, which gives people, it should concern people a little bit. It will give you a little pause, as they say. No pause yet in the podcast, but it will give you a little pause. You got to be wary of when they are giving a narrator multiple different shows to narrate. That means, you know, the budgets are slimming down a little bit. And he's not the best voice for, you know, all of this. But, and if you're down with Giorgio Tsoukalos, you might like this little narration. But I'd rather hear Giorgio go through it. And I'm guessing Ancient Aliens is on the rise because they've been promoting the hell out of those stars lately. So, you know, that's where we're standing with that. Speaking of stars, the end part of Power should be starting up pretty soon. Don't have the official dates for you just yet, and I'm not going to throw out dates to get you all excited, but, you know, the Tommy Ghost saga will continue fairly shortly. I think there's probably like 6 or 7 episodes left of that series, and then they'll probably have a few spinoffs that they're working on. You gotta feed the beast as much as you can. Line the pockets, as it were. Speaking of lining pockets, just watched a great... Okay, so after the boot swap was the 28th, then I had like back-to-back days, long days, a lot of claws, a lot of Trulies, a lot of Don Julio, a lot of bourbon, a lot of who knows what. I mean, I know I drank some wine one night, and, you know, I got a big diet starting here. Starting here on what here? Monday. We're going to go a nice veggie diet for a week. Nice little cleanse. Going straight veggies. I got a big painting job. Going to be eating veggies all week. Can't wait for that. You got to reset the body. You know, it's been a rough end of the year. Just detox is key. But the detox runs me into this new Netflix series I watched last night. Because last night, I was feeling crummy the day before. I mean, that morning, woke up, relaxed, had to take a nap, 1 to 4. I started watching this Netflix series called The Messiah, or maybe it's just Messiah. Couldn't tell you the actress's name, but she's a B-list star. She's in a few things. I think she's probably in a bunch of TV shows, but she's been in a few movies, and mostly, plays that wife or the girlfriend, and this really doesn't narrow it down for you. I'm not going to give you the name. You go search it. If you have Netflix, just click it on. It'll be one of the first things that pops up because it's a new show. They're promoting the hell out of it. It's called Messiah. Starts off, I'm going to give you a little rundown. Don't worry about the spoilers. You're always going to get a spoiler. If you listen to the podcast, don't listen to it because you're sitting on the edge of your seat for all the dainty stories and delectable delights I'm about to spew at you. If you don't like to know what you're getting into, you can pause it right now, start back up in probably 13 minutes, and then you'll be done with the Messiah talk. The Messiah starts off in, oh, Mamacita. Syria, maybe, I think. This guy's spewing his babbling. He's Babylonian spiel out to a bunch of people that are in the town square. Some things are going on. I think there's like a sandstorm's coming. This guy's prophecy's like, oh, we gotta do that. Then he takes like 2,000 of these people, starts walking through the desert. Gets to the Israeli border. Now, this is not a typical thing you want to do if you're from Syria. And, you know, there's a Shiite, Sunni kind of, you know, vibes that don't mix too well. So this guy gets in, across the border. He gets some blah, blah, blah. He gets out of his jail cell. Now he's in Texas. He's seen in a video surviving a tornado. Only thing standing in the town is a church. Story goes on and on and on. Then it gets into, you know, people start finding out. Then they go to Washington, D.C. This guy's walking on water at the Washington Monument right in front of Abraham Lincoln. Imagine that. Walking on water in front of Big Abe. Honest Abe. You could just imagine where the story goes from there, okay? I'll just leave you with that. I watched the whole 10 episodes last night. I was on the edge of my seat. I was waiting for twists to turn, knobs to creak. Nothing was happening. No knob creak, no maker's mark. I was waiting for a little grapefruit White Claw to pop open, but I was strictly on a water diet last night. I did have a Diet Coke, I will tell you that. But I was drinking waters, seltzers, just seltzer water. No, and no alcohol involved. Had to get the cleanse started. Again today, started the move for my dear compadres out there in Hinesburg. Up and at them early, 6:40, alarm goes off. I'm out there at 7:30. We're packing trucks, two big trucks packed. Penske's moving. And, you know, we had a little lunch at the bakery. And now I got home. As soon as I got home, got in the shower, and now I'm talking to you. That's the dedication I have to the audience. I couldn't do it earlier this week. I wanted to do it Monday, but I mean, I'm trying to tell you folks, if you do it anyway like I do it, you couldn't have done it Monday. No one could have. Not in their right mind. Not with, you know, not without a pen and pad verbatim of what to say, because wherever I was space ghosting it, the stars were not in alignment those days. It took till about yesterday for me, late yesterday, because I was up till 1:30 last night trying to finish off this Messiah Netflix series that just started. Another Netflix series I should tell you about is a Kevin Hart series, which is not like a sketch comedy. It's not a comedy. There's comedy involved because it follows Kevin Hart, but it says, I think it's called Don't Fuck This Up. And it follows Kevin through, you know, when his little scandal came out about his, you know, little affair that he had in Vegas, and a bunch of, you know, his tweets from the past and how he addressed those and blah, blah, blah. But it goes, I mean, it's a great, great show if you're a fan of anything real. Because you're actually seeing film of him dealing with it, his wife dealing with it, his kids dealing with it, his close friends dealing with it, the plastic cup gang. And I mean, it's a real good insight of, and it's kind of like when I tell you about the come up making music, my path of becoming the artist that I think I became. But this one is obviously a well renowned comedian, superstar, movie star. And just a American dream, you know, came from nothing and got all the way to the top. So his ability to break down himself, describe himself, and to really reflect on the mistakes he made, makes even when he is very successful in the eyes of the world. It's a very good series to watch, so you can connect outside of your boxes of social media, because you have to connect. You got to understand that people are human. Some people, not the Messiah per se, but you have to figure that you got to figure that self-deprecation on your own. And, you know, some people are sociopaths and blah, blah, blah. So you have to, you know, you have to decipher some of these ancient codes, History Channel style. But, it's a beautiful thing to see that, to see a person being honest, not with just the people who are watching, but with himself or herself. It's an everyday struggle. No one's perfect. And if you think you are, you're not. Let's just, you know, cut that right down the... I actually like to cut my sandwiches on the diagonal. That way I can get the two first bites are nice, real nice bites. And then it gets it all clumped up right in the middle, so you get some very tasty. But that's the way you want to cut it. And I think there's a phrase for that. And I know a couple of you listening right now know what that cut is. It's not just on the diagonal, it's a different. And we'll get, let me know at Reese45MC, Twitter, Instagram. Hope you're following. Hope you're enjoying. I do have to get the Instagram up. There's a few, there is a full glass left of the Don Julio. It's been, you know, it's been around town in the last week. I've been all over different places, seen a lot of faces. Not a lot of booty. I'd like to see some more booty out here, but, you know, sometimes, you know, that's just the way of the road. And we sit here in our comfortable little chairs or in our comfortable seats along the path that we're taking, trying not to stray into, the negative or into the unknown too far. You don't want to be too uncomfortable. But, you know, that doesn't allow you to be the best that you can be. To be the greatest Be Cool podcast, I have to stray into the unknown. I have to be uncomfortable. Because if I just allow myself to, you know, only watch basketball or only watch football, if I'm not out there trying to listen to or view or hear the things that give me the most joy, I'm not doing justice to myself or to anybody else. Because the more I know, the further my gaze, my peripheral vision opens up, the greater that gets, the better view I have of understanding and explaining that to the audience. And, you know, like I said, that conversation, that interview I want to have with Big Dog and Peanut, it'll be a great conversation because of the way that we have maneuvered in our lives to have those open views, to have our binoculars taken away from our eyes and being able to look with that 20/40 vision. I'm not whistling. It's not seagulls. It's my nose is still, you know, all that moving, a lot of dust out there. A lot of sawdust, a lot of dust. And, you know, my old ass needs a little Benadryl once in a while. Not right now. You know, I'll get over it. I'll blow my nose and I'll move on. But throughout my time on this beautiful ball, just floating out here and spinning, I have seen the best in people and the worst in people. And that's just the reality. You know, a lot of media, a lot of news, you only hear about the negative. You know, they want to put you in the box. People want, there are people that run shit And this is not conspiracy theorists, okay? This is no conspiracy theories. The things, the way the ball turns, the revolving capitalism, the people at the top want people to be where they are so they don't make noise. So they don't push the buttons. So they want them, they want you fighting with the people on your level or beneath you. And if you look at things like that, middle class, they want to be scared. The reason there's a middle class and a lower class is because middle class, the people at the top want the middle class to be scared of going to the lower class. And then you got the lower class fighting with the middle class because they want to get to the middle class. But meanwhile, the people at the top are the ones skimming all the money. You know, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is reality. Excuse me. You know, I'm not going to sit here at the beginning of the year, the 2020, and blow sunshine up your ass. Don't spit on my ass and tell me it's raining out, sunshine. There's another way to say it. But I want everybody that's listening,
anything is possible.
Absorb that knowledge and use it to your advantage. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do anything. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
The Be Cool Podcast is brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, South Burlington, Vermont, for all your automotive needs. Make sure you go to Facebook.com, Gorilla's Garage. Check them out for everything you need. Automotive paints, wheels, dustings, prints, all kind of customs. Get it at the Gorilla's Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Be cool, motherfuckers. It's not a dream. I mean, some things are. Like finding a shipwreck in Aruba. Like, I mean, you'd have to... A lot of things would have to align for you to do that. First of all, you'd probably have to know how to get to Aruba. You'd know have to know how to find a shipwreck. You'd have to learn how to scuba dive. Use equipment. Boating equipment. How to drop an anchor. How to sail, maybe. How to fill a gas tank. There's a lot of variables that are gonna that you'd have to, you know, allow yourself to obtain before you're able to, you know, finally reach that ultimate goal of that shipwreck in Aruba. But if you want to be a nurse, if you want to be a doctor, these are obtainable goals, folks. But if you don't want to do that, it's fine. But you can't sit here and lie to yourself saying that it's impossible. There's nothing, most things are not impossible. Plausible and impossible are different things. You know, if there's an invisible man in the sky, that's probably impossible. Is it plausible? Probably not plausible either. If you just, you know, if you read history and you understand reality, there's certain things that, you know, you should come to terms with as a living, breathing human being. And, you know, I'll never knock anyone for their beliefs. I think everyone should have beliefs. I think religion's great in the sense that it gives people faith. And faith, people should have faith. But faith in something that you don't know, helping or maneuvering your life without your consent or no, your real choice making, is a far-fetched fairy tale. I mean, you'd you know, if you believe in Little Red Riding Hood, probably there's probably a Little Red Riding Hood out there. But if you believe in the Three Little Pigs, man, I mean, no, ain't no pig blowing no house down unless it's made out of straw. You feel me? Probably running through that sumbitch before it's blowing it down. We just have to, you know, we have to agree to disagree on some things. But I can never knock someone for their beliefs. People should have beliefs. People should have that, absolutely. But don't live your life on a doctrine that was written thousands of years ago in a society that had absolutely nothing to do with the structure of the society we have. You know, not everything is gravy out here that we have created. socially, but I mean, we can't. We're talking about eating an apple from a tree and burning bushes, splitting the Red Sea. Come on, folks. There probably was a flood, but getting a species of every animal on it was probably damn near impossible with a helicopter, let alone flip-flops, no raincoat, no mittens, and a walking stick. So, I mean, who's just coming? I mean, there's other places you have to get through, like oceans, you know. So, anyway, we're not going to harp on that. We're not going to, you know, try to beat up people just because they, you know, they believe a fictional book like Lord of the Rings, and they think it's the Bible, or whatever. I think this Messiah book, I mean, the Messiah movie, you know, this, it's not so religious based, but there is a lot of God talk, and that sometimes that gets me a little amped up. Kind of like when there's a shooting, or, you know, there's always something to get someone riled up. You know, Alex Jones needs something to talk about, so does the Be Cool podcast. So that's just where we're going to stand with that. And remember, I love you, so it doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, it's good conversation. It's good to talk about the things that you either believe, you take for granted, that you just consider truth. And, you know, debating is always a great thing. If it doesn't come to violence, I think all types of conversations are healthy and well-deserved in society. And I think that's where one of our pitfalls that we're leading to is that people aren't willing to go and have those conversations. You just want to place blame, point the finger, shame, 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 and then move on to the next thing. You know, not everything needs your fucking opinion. You know what I'm saying? I talk about the things that, you know, I have some knowledge about, some understanding, and you know, no one's going to have I'm never going to speak on a topic in the podcast that I have very little knowledge about or I'm not well versed. I think that, you know, if you're going to start spewing, you know, doubt on things that some people or 50% of the United States considers to be, you know, hard fact, you know, you might want to know what's in the Bible, a couple of the prophets, and what miracles they did or didn't, you know, accomplish throughout their political life. So let's just get that right. I mean, Jesus was a politician. Let's just throw that out there to be, you know, stated fact, okay? So we're going to end that religious talk because, you know, it's sad. It's all sad. It's all because it's going to make someone upset. It's making me upset. But it's 2020, folks. We're here. I mean, when it was 2015, I'm thinking, man, 2020 is so long, far away. How am I really going to get there? Am I really going to get to 2020? And I'm here. I mean, from the 202 beef till now, the path that I have, this roller coaster is just mind-blowing sometimes. When I sit back and think about all of the steps that I've taken and the steps I've missed to where I am now in front of this microphone doing this podcast on a weekly basis, it's confusing sometimes, but it brings me great joy because I have love from the people that I've always had love from the beginning, and even the new love that I got from families all over the compound, the Noosk. You know, every family that I have, you know, found a bond through in the places that I have resided are a testament to the strength that I know people have. Because I'm not the easiest person. Well, I guess I am the easiest person to really hang out with. But I'm the easiest person to have a conversation with. Because I'm going to push you. I'm going to test you. Because I want to know how strong-willed you are. And I think that's a bonus to have in friendship, in relationships, in love. And that only makes me greater. So, I mean, I shouldn't say I'm great, but it pushes me to be the best I can be because I love the strength of the people that I spend my time with, you know, and the people I communicate with on a daily basis or a weekly basis or monthly basis. You know, I sit here in my four-corner room staring, dreaming about the next podcast. Every week, after the podcast is over, I dream about, like, what is going to happen throughout the week that is going to be that heavy hitter. And sometimes there's not. Sometimes throughout the week, there's nothing, you know, that's gangbusters. But, you know, sometimes it's just filled with an unbelievable array of comedy, laughter, love, excitement, debauchery. And some weeks it's just, you know, it's reflection, it's understanding, and it's a discussion. And I think that's one of the best, you know, one of my greatest attributes is to be able to maneuver through those multitude of, you know, ideas and experiences that I happen to be on through, you know, the 7-day theory. Shout out to Pac and Machiavelli. What up? So I'm going to leave you all with that because I got a busy day here before I'm out for a week. Won't be home for a week or so, maybe even longer. You know, I'm trying to figure this out here as I go. I hope all of y'all had a safe, happy new year. Hope you got to see some beautiful legs, some beautiful hips, lips, fingertips. And get out there and experience, man. It's 2020. Get out of the closet or the basement or behind the door. Get out of the darkness into the light. Messiah, a little side note right there. Get into the light. And go out there and live life. Do what you want to do. Fuck a New Year's resolution. You're your New Year's resolution. Be the resolution. Don't go to Resolution Fitness. Just go do something. You know, I know I got to get back. I need to get back to my basketball days. That's the kind of shape I'm getting in this summer. I'm going to be walking around with a 4-pack. Not of Natty Ice or anything. I'm going to be wearing my cutoff shirts. Ain't nobody going to point their fingers. I'm going to wear all my see, and this is the best. Speaking of cutoff shirts, okay? I rock a rosary or two or three daily, okay? If you see me out in public, you'll never see me without a rosary unless, you know, I was too fucked up or I was too, I was scatterbrained before I left the house, and that's rare. Like, two or three times I can count last year that I didn't have my rosary on. And I'm not religious. So what's that say? Think about that conundrum. I don't think it's a conundrum, because I don't even think about it like that. I think I'll talk about the rosary conundrum next week at the beginning of the podcast, and then we can get into, you know, what kind of fun we had. How the painting's going. How the Bills won. How the Celtics are still playing great. You know, and how good that new bottle of cocoa butter is. Because it's fucking delicious, man. Let me tell you. Got the pump on it. And it's Palmer's. The white bottle. Don't be out there getting scented cocoa butter. Okay, cocoa butter is not scented. It smells like cocoa. Alright, peace and love. I love all y'all. Hope you like the new mic. I love all of y'all. Eat well, stay fast, stay ready, you know, and yo, smoke that good weed too, smoke that good weed, Be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready